God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
I preach on giving to the king. So second service, I want to preach on the vision of a royal.
Or
vision of royalty and rulership. Genesis 37, verse number 9. The vision of the royal. 37, verse 9. Read it loud for me, please.
Genesis 37, verse 9.
Yeah.
Then he dreamed still another dream.
And Joseph dreamed again.
And
told it to his brothers.
And he told to his brothers.
And said,
Look,
I have dreamed another dream.
I have dreamt again.
And this time,
the sun,
the moon, and the 11 stars,
bow down to me. Stop there. Father, I pray for your presence. In the name above every other name, I said to you that nobody rise to become a king.
So be ready.
King is not a mistake.
I am from sure.
He must be born into it.
He
come by inheritance.
He
must be for a royal family. And all of us, I taught you that we are born into a royal family. But there is something important about royals or kings. That is vision. Can you write this first point down? Before Joseph arrived at the palace to become that blessed young man, he saw the palace. Before Joseph arrived at the palace, before Joseph became
Joseph,
and they gave him the prime minister next to the king, he saw the palace. Vision today is a reality of tomorrow. What you are seeing in the vision is how your life will become. Joseph saw it.
Joseph,
and Joseph waited 13 years. Watch me carefully. Your vision today will determine your reality tomorrow. The door of the future is open by your vision today. The door of the future, your future door, which means a man without a vision is a man without a future. A man without a vision is a man whose tomorrow is not guaranteed.
The
vision is the ladder to climb from your pit your palace. Vision is a ladder to climb from the pit or from the prison to the palace. When Joseph was placed in the pit by his brothers, the guy did not see a pit in his dream, but he saw the palace. I pray that God will give you a vision in the name of Jesus. If the top is where you belong, if the top is your place, then the ladder to the top, if the top is where you belong, if the top is where you must be, then the ladder to the top is vision.
Hey, when this word,
watch me, I'm just building the foundation for the preaching. If the top is where you belong, if that's where you must be, then to climb to the top, write this one down. In life, what is not your vision cannot be your portion. What cannot be your vision cannot be your portion. Your portion in life is connected to the vision you carry. In life, the bigger your vision, the bigger your portion. I'm building your faith for the word of God. Just follow me. God cannot do anything for you without you having a vision.
Now
write this one down. That is very heavy. Everything that must be seen in life must be seen twice.
Everything in life.
Everything that must manifest in your life, it must be seen twice. The first one is in the realm of vision. The second is the realm of manifestation. Before something must manifest in your life, you must first see it. If you don't see it, it cannot manifest. So whatever happens in life, even the creation of God, God called things that are not as though they were. Before the thing happened, he saw first. So if you don't see, if you don't see, now I wrote this one here. I said, until things are clear, you cannot get there. Until the vision is clear, you cannot get there. I came to tell somebody, everybody who is a royal, everybody who is a king, have a vision. He knows that one day he will be a king. If you meet a prince, if you meet a princess, if you meet princess walking about, they know that one day they will be a king. They know that one day they have it in their mind. They have the picture in their mind that I am a prince today. I'm born as a king, but one day I will be on the throne. You must see it before you can become it. If you don't see it, you cannot become it. And hear me very well. In life, what you see affects your attitude. What you see affects your behavior. What you see affects your lifestyle. If you don't see anything, behave anyhow. If you know where God is taking you, oh yes. If you know where God is taking you, you will not act anyhow. So in life, there are two major things. Before anything happens, you must see it twice. Twice. See it virtual before literal. You must see it is double. If you don't, you must see it first. So God revealed to Joseph first that the moon, the stars, and the sun bowed down to him. He saw himself as a king before he became a king. This morning, how do you see yourself? How you see yourself, the vision you have about yourself is how you present yourself. And how you present yourself is how your generation will buy you. How you see yourself is how you present yourself. And how you present yourself is how people will handle you. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. I remember school days, there was a guy, anytime he comes to school, you see peace around his hand. Sleeping with it. When I asked him, it's a wonder will be a king. He's in school, but he's acting as a king. If you go to this other college, there's a place where the head prophets sleep. We call the place the White House. I heard that that place was built because of the Ashanti kingdom. A man came to be the one who died before, the one. And because he will be a king in school, they build the thing for him. You know, you must see it before you become it. The reason why we are not stepping into greatness, we are not seeing anything. Hear me. The bigger your vision, the bigger your blessing. So what you see in life is as a result of what you have seen. So if you see small things, you will do small things and you will become small. If what you are seeing, if you see a small future,
so
you act small and you become small. And you present yourself small, and people buy you small. Because you yourself, you are small. Hebrews 11, verse 1.
Therefore, we also,
yes,
since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
what is that?
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us.
Verse 2. I love the verse 2. That's what the thing is.
Looking unto Jesus.
Looking unto Jesus.
The author and finish
of our faith.
Who for the joy
that was set before him
endured the cross.
Despite the shame.
And has sat at the right hand side of the throne of God.
Write this one down.
So wait to who?
The throne you cannot see is the throne you cannot sit on. When Jesus was on the cross, when Jesus was in trouble, he despised the shame because he was looking at the throne. Your vision you have will empower you to endure your pain. Most of you, if you are in trouble, as if the whole world is on you, don't you know that after the trouble there is a blessing? It's because you don't see. Jesus saw the throne. He saw the throne. He knew that after the cross there is a throne waiting for him. The throne you cannot see, you cannot sit on. You are sad because you don't see anything. You think the trouble will kill you. That's why the pit could not stop Joseph. Because the pit is too small. That's why the palace, the prison could not stop Joseph. Because he has seen something. I pray for somebody here that may you see something about your life. If you know what you have seen, you are not here. If you know what you have seen, you don't care of what is happening to you, because you know and you know that what you are going through is temporary, because you can see the truth. despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand because he saw the throne ahead of him. One day Paul made a statement. He said, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared with the glory ahead of me, because I can see glory. Yesterday around 6-7, a son called me from Chicago. He was so worried. 90-year-old boy who watched me on Facebook. He's complaining and complaining and complaining. And I was laughing at him. I said, a young boy, 19 years. And you are blaming God for everything. Hit your chest or tell your neighbor, relax at all. To look at your mental, relax. You are too much in a hurry in life. Don't look at your neighbor and tell them, relax. Because the race is not to the swift. Because the battle is not to the strong. Relax. Because you cannot solve your battles. You must have a vision first. You must have a vision first. And if the vision comes, I don't care the storms. I don't care the pit. I don't care the palace. I will survive the pit. I will survive the palace. Because I can see the throne. You don't see anything. That's why you are sad. That's why you are sad. He saw the truth. Run is under. Your motion in life it happened not by assumption. By your motion in life happened by vision. Vision triggers motion. Vision triggers spiritual vitality and energy. So when you saw the huno, I shouted, "I want who ma huwa dene no." Habakkuk 2, verse 1 and 2. Your upward movement or your forward movement is triggered by vision.
So kosura na so ko kan wa brabo mu. E kenya ya bra wo ni swade huno.
Hear me.
Tie no.
Your money in life is in your vision.
Usika.
Your identity is in your vision. Every royal has a vision. Every king has a vision. They know that one day they will sit on the throne. They know that one day, because of that, it affects your attitude. Read for me. Verse 2.
Then the Lord answered me and said,
Write a vision
and
make it plain on the tablet
that he may run.
Run motion. So your movement in life is connected to the vision you have. Run is point. Let me go to the main thing from today's
point.
Your outer life. Watch your outer life. Or the outer life of everybody is as a reflection of what goes on in your inside. Thank you, Jesus. John 3:38. Why do you see the pig always dirty inside of the pit? That is what it is. Why do you see the madman always behaving foolishly? Because that is what is going on in the inside of the madman. Why do you see the eagle always flying high? It is the inside. Anytime you see a colored water anywhere, the water was colored from the source.
If
nothing goes on in you, nothing will happen around your life. I'm telling you, it's not magic. If nothing, now read John chapter 7, verse 38 for me. I have 5 minutes more to end the message. Be fast.
John 7:38. He who believes.
That you watch it.
As the scripture has said,
he who believes in me, as the scripture has said,
out of
his heart
will flow.
This one
rivers.
Gave me exactly what I'm looking for. And I would say, out of the belly, you can just get the word I'm looking for. When I was not even in this area, he said, out of the heart will flow rivers of living water. So anything that flows outside, start in your inside. Greatness you see outside, if you are not great inside, you can't be great outside. It's out of your belly. The belly of a man's spiritual is your heart. What have you conceived in your heart about your life? What have you conceived in your heart about your Christian life? What do you want to achieve in life? What is the height you want to achieve? How do you want to achieve it? How do you want men to see you? There are some of us, we live a careless life, and every careless life will become a useless life. We live life by chance. If you live your life by chance, you will be in chains. We don't live by chance. We create opportunity by creating the atmosphere. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Give me the message and the New King James. Out of your heart shall flow. Every good things flow. So you must have a vision. You must conceive something in your heart. You must know where you are going. Keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That is where life starts. I'm not clapping for that. You're not clapping for that. Keep vigilant. Keep vigilant. I said keep vigilant. Stop renting your house for people by heart. Keep vigilant over your heart, because that is where life starts. Greatness is from your heart. To be a billionaire is from your heart. Everything in life is from your heart. To be a great man of God is from your heart. The bigger your heart, the bigger your blessing. There are some of you, you want God to give you $100,000. I promise you, you can never handle it, because your heart is small. You can't. Only 1,000 Ghana cedis.
10 million po.
That came.
See
your lifestyle. Only 5,000 that came.
15 million.
See your lifestyle. Can you handle $100,000?
$100,000.
Can you handle it?
Wait,
you will become foolish at once.
Just
you will fool at once.
You didn't see
it. This is your photo.
And now we form so.
The heart is not powerful to handle them.
Wakuma no. And yet, see, and I say, and root be able to sense. Can
you hear me?
Tieno,
where you are,
baby, I want
is what you have prepared yourself for.
Waka said, what Bob, what's up, so baby, I want.
If you change your heart,
so what's the Sawakuma?
What is around you?
Yeah, war, who knows, so
change.
And also, best son.
If you change, if you increase the capacity of your heart, life starts from your heart. That's where vision starts. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? How do you see your marriage? How do you see your business? How do you see your life? How do you you see your life? Joseph saw himself as a king. He saw himself as a prime minister, not as a prisoner. So when the king said, go and call me Joseph, he said, wait, I'm not a prisoner. So if the king is calling me, I will not appear as a prisoner. He entered a bathhouse, he shaved. He said, I am coming out.
I don't say me ba.
For in my heart,
it's as Makuma,
I'm a prime minister.
Me a prime minister.
In my heart,
na Makuma,
I am a king.
Me a hene.
I can't be here.
Na me maha.
When he came out, he came out as a strong man. Because life starts from the heart. There are some of you, your heart is weak.
Wakuma na emre.
Soft heart.
Wakuma na emre.
You can't handle greatness.
Uti mi swa kesi semana sa kesi yomu.
Cheap heart.
Wakuma na efurudo.
Cheap heart.
Wakuma na efu.
Anybody enters.
Obiye ti mi gula obi.
That is cheap.
Wakuma na efu.
Anybody enters.
Obiye urumbi.
Is the kushimini? Kushimini ni eva menunda kasa. It's because of cheap heart. That's how your life is miserable. It's a keep vigilant. It means go and look for security men. Look for bodyguards and let them guard your heart. And watch over your heart. That is where life starts. It's out of your belly. How can blessing flow from the heart if your heart is bitter? How can blessing flow from your heart if your heart is broken? Madadima saka dalaba shababa zabaku adaba. You are joking with your heart. Most of you, over 20 people are handling your heart. 20
people.
Some are doing over 30 people. So because of that, hear me. If I lie down,
so what devil,
and I close my eyes, abantali atabala tantali baba adili miantali bisu. When I'm praying, I know where God is taking me. I know where God is taking the church. So when the wind comes, the wind can't stop me. I see the wind as opportunity to rise to the next dimension. I pray for somebody here. It's because you don't know. You don't know where you are going. And you don't know what you have. And you have not seen anything. Everything scares you. Life
Brabo
starts
Sassier
from your heart.
If you are coming,
let your heart be expensive.
Wakuma boy, Denny.
Oh, yes, let your heart be expensive.
Wakuma boy, Denny.
You see some young foolish men who don't know what is called wealth. They hold their phone and say, you, I give you my heart. Have you seen your heart before? Amen. Talk to them. Have you seen your heart before? So if you have not seen it, how can you give it to me? From today, ladies, if a guy say, I say, stop that, take, I don't like your heart, take your heart.
Bring that crow, man. Remember, cast what Nakuma makase for Wakuma, mempe. Fawadi, eh?
Give with a clap of
reform. Oh, in Sema Asaferadi.
Your clapping is not powerful at all. Keep your heart with all diligence. Out of your heart springs the issues of life. Be a man of vision. Be a woman of vision. Those who carry vision don't waste their time on things unnecessary.
You
have focus. Can I pray somebody here?
Yes, sir.
There are two things you must see in life. One,
See
yourself as a problem solver. Don't be a consumer. Be a contributor.
Wow, but said,
hit your chest and shout, I am a problem solver. Come say it again.
How no meti me ano?
Christians, eh?
Christopher,
we are here to solve problems.
Yeah, well, so how about you?
But today, we are the problem.
Yeah, ni how na kasa.
We are here to solve.
Yeah, well,
we are here to contribute.
Yeah, but hasi ebe bua abia you how na no.
You are here to consume. Don't consume things.
Yeah, mama, change your mind.
We are here to solve a problem.
Yeah, well, ha. So how ni ebe si ano na se?
If the Bible says we should dominate and rule. Every king is there to solve a problem. Every royal is there to solve a problem. I came to tell somebody, you are not a problem. You are a solution. You are a problem solver. I don't like your attitude this morning.
It's
a fasting or no, it's Wednesday. You know why I say you are a problem solver? Jesus Christ said, we are the salt of the earth. See yourself as a problem solver. Today, see Christians, we've left the world, we've left things, and the unbelievers are taking over. And they are ruling, and we are under them. And we are in the church. Whilst you are ruling,
I brought this one.
What an error. May you rise and go and take dominion. You're not clear. I said, may you rise and go and take dominion. I said, imagine all schools in Ghana is owned by Christians. Imagine all restaurants is owned by Christians. Imagine all hotels is owned by Christians. Imagine all the MPs are Christians. No, not those who are there. Those who are there. I pray in the next 5 years to come, God will visit the nation Ghana.
Now
God will raise Christians to take over. Come on, clap, jump on your feet and shout, I will take over. Say, I am the light of the world. Say, I am the salt of the earth. Really say to me, so we must see ourselves as problem solvers. Every problem in our generation, we must solve it. If the social media people are wearing dresses and their breasts are showing, their bodies are showing, we Christians must correct it by wearing good dresses. You young boys here, when your Christian sister wears nice dress,
you don't comment.
You see the Christian brothers commenting on those who wear a short skirt.
Yo, my sharp push kele keno. Then ye, or trust ye. A push kele.
Matthew. Matthew 2. Okay, sorry. Matthew 5:13-16. Yes, God bless you. Let's all read. Go. You are all? Eh? Look at how small salt contribute to the taste of the food. Salt don't consume. Salt contributes. Little salt. So little you in your company, your office, you can change the company. I'm telling you. When I was in school, if I step the dormitory, my mate, no matter what they are doing, if they see me come, they must hide. They will hide what they are doing. One person, you can dominate.
So
said, but if the salt, loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Then it will be good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled. Look at how today the world handles the church. They don't respect us. They walk over us because we have lost, our flavor.
You've lost it.
If you are here,
so what?
And your friends in front of you can buy beer and drink Guinness in front of you, and
now,
down,
for me to me.
I know I don't. If you are here, your friends can go to a party
now, for
in front of you. They can
party.
Order beer
now,
or Guinness in front Guinness. Of you, and so in front of you,
when
it means they trample on your image. In front of you, if your friends can
say what you
it means your salt flavor. And they trample over under their foot.
So
look at the social media. They social media. Short men of God.
They insult
the church.
Nobody dear, sorry.
Anyhow. Because of the images they are seeing on social media, we are selling ourselves, exposing ourselves. We are royals.
Yeah, this you.
Kings don't behave that way. This should interview one man of God at OK, and some of you sent me a video. I respected him. He said, if one man of God have done something, why should another man of God come out and say it's lack of knowledge? So for you to know that you are only a good person.
So now by Jesus, I won't go and I papa. So we young for so
God rebuke his servants in the room, not outside. So if one man of God have done something that you pick for, you come social media, you insult. Are you a saint? We expose each other to the church flavor. Gradually is going down. The next one, 14, says, after salt, it's a light. Salt influence. Light influence.
Sister,
may you influence your friends.
That's
why you cannot win souls. You can't influence your friends. You can't influence. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. That must be your vision. We must affect our generation. We must affect our families. Clap your hands and shout, I will affect my generation. Say, I'm a light of the world. So you must have a vision of a light. You must influence. Some of you lying down, your friends will call you. Please, I'm going for a party.
Send me a party.
Can we go?
You bet me a call.
I'm tired. Oh, Bessie, Uncle. Fool, moo, moo.
Then
you dress. It's not in your plans,
so.
Your friend have influenced you.
So, when you're going to watch show,
to follow her.
I'm a word in a tea.
To a party you have no plan for.
I call party, I want your wife yourself a soul crow.
That's where you can contact powers and contact things. A friend can influence you.
So
whoever can influence you can kill you. You must influence. Are you?
Or
you call your friend church.
Oh, they be sorry.
Remember next week.
Because I'm
next week.
I'm sorry.
What a shame.
She, and you woo.
So most of your light is dim. In your office is dim.
What do you mean by dim?
Your family is dim. Your area is dim. You are not shining. You are not influencing. Let's learn some few things. 2 minutes more. One. 4 major things you must do. To capture a vision. One, see yourself. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Look into the scripture. To catch a picture of God ordaining future for your life. Look to the scripture. To catch the picture. Of God ordained future for your life. Because your future is in the scripture. And until you capture the scripture, you cannot attain your future. What you will become is in the way.
See the way.
The deeper life man of God, Kumuyi, he was one of the best students in Nigeria in mathematics in his days. And when he became a man of God, he decided the way he can calculate.
And
he can solve problems. He will study the Bible the same way. And look at the product of deeper life in Nigeria and the world. Most of you did literature, economics, geography. Did things in school.
When
you became born again.
Bible.
Don't learn the Bible how we learn the economics. That's why you have no image of your life. I was in Takoradi to preach last week.
Last week, na papa, Takoradi,
when I entered the
hotel,
it's a good hotel.
A good hotel, papa.
When I entered the hotel, I came down. I told them, if I was sleeping here, change all the towels inside for me.
It's a towel.
I need a brand new towel. What that can't fit my skin.
They
look at my face and they check for me. If somebody will sleep like that,
because
I know whom I am. And then where you go, you must prove your royalty. May God change your perception about it. Because if you don't know yourself, people happy when they have. Don't reduce yourself for people to buy you. If you go and buy Rolls Royce, and you get there, and they say $200,000.
Listen,
please, I have 10,000.
They
will not say because of you, Starboy, with your red suit.
Star Boy, what's suit?
So because you are wearing red suit, we will reduce the price for you. They will tell you if you cannot afford, go. Those who afford to come and buy.
If I see it, go on and call.
Won't I reduce it? Tell your neighbor, stop reducing yourself for people to accept you. Those who deserve you come and buy you. Give God a clap offering for that. Give God a clap offering for that. See the scripture. Jeremiah 2 verse 31. I'm ending. All generations, see the word and open me here. See the word. See the word. Years ago, I read Bible 3 hours, 4 hours, five, six, seven, the whole night.
And I morning, no Kenya miasem.
Steady.
No
steady.
No.
So today, if I'm praying and I enter the realms, most of the preaching I preach, in the prayer it comes to, and that is because it's inside me. If it's not in you, it cannot be here.
It's me, my genie.
Most of you here, some of the young people.
I'm not sure
this week you've read Bible every 30 minutes.
So what can you say?
Most of your Bible, your Bible cry is too new.
So we're going to cry. I'm mono.
Of a Bible, one day man was traveling. Either US or something.
So
is it Bishop Ashbel Diana? And they asked, how many years have you preached?
She
said, over 20 years. And the white man said, can I have your Bible? When she brought her Bible,
he
said, your Bible shows you preached for 20 years. So
how can you
hold a Bible
and
study it and to be new?
You know,
something was happening on the Bible.
There was a BBC watching.
I mean, the Bible, some might show that this Bible, it
has
gone through water and fire.
So we are friends with it.
See the word.
A seminal.
See the word.
A seminal.
The last one.
You try to.
Camp around God at the place of prayer to receive vision.
What's so called Bia? Nyame wo. And I said, do you, my dear, oh, Pia, and I mean, what did you say?
Three, avoid the company of visionless people.
One, I won't need an issue, you know, and far home or one
of vision killers.
And I said, one, I will come and issue, you know,
please,
or sell.
Don't walk with men without vision.
One, only an issue, you know, was throwing no one, Nante.
Friends without vision,
and your queen, you know, you know.
Yesika tilapia. Yesika shopping. Most of you are buying things you cannot even afford because you want to look nice. Your monthly pay is 400 cedis.
You are going to
buy you 2,000. Who is looking for you?
Why don't you show? Shoot 20 million.
By your monthly salary, what to come monthly is 400.
So the about sell me 4 million.
The one worrying the 4,000.
Yeah, what's up for 10
you
million?
You know how he got them. So you live your life by bedding.
Young
girl, what comes to your hands? It's not too much.
And also,
why are you stretching yourself?
I don't know what you want.
Avoid the company of vision killers.
Lift your right hand. I'm
not done with the preaching, but refuse to settle early. No matter where you have got in life, there's a place called forward.
And found baby will do a brabum.
Don't arrive. This building you are seeing is the smallest building we will build in life.
This one.
The next one that is coming, it will shock you. I have seen it. You think it's the final one? This is a picture of the bigger one coming. Don't arrive. Hey, my yard, you.
Hey. Sir.
I've done well.
Sir, what you do, my yard, you.
No wonder Solomon changed so many girlfriends and married so many wives. Do you know why? Because Solomon finished the things in his heart. He couldn't continue. If you finish, you do foolish things.
Don't
finish your vision.
Because
vision drives you. Don't settle early. The first day I went to Dodowa to preach with my late brother and some friends. And I was wearing 3 pieces.
Now share.
So that day I removed some.
And I will give back.
And I did like this.
And all 2 years.
People were falling.
And I could fall tough form.
I was happy.
That's sad. No, but share.
Hey, me too today. People are falling.
I said, "Me, I mean, I could fall."
I was so happy.
Then I need to.
after service. My brother told me, do you think it's your anointing? You don't have any anointing.
He's
the prince of God in the room.
I
worked that night. And God said to me, this is not to make you sad. What God can tell you. No matter what you have reached in life, keep on pressing. Keep on having a greater vision. No wonder somebody went to a place to rent a house. I heard from R.S. Mensa, and it was very cheap. He said, please, then I will rent it for 30 years. Now, Jim Chair said, because the rent is cheap, single room, I will be I'm a deep out some corner. He said, I will rent here for 30 years. May you not run after cheap things. Anybody who will clap, you are not a cheap person. But if you are not clapping, you are a cheap. May you not run after cheap things. I realize in life, it's more expensive to maintain cheap than original.
Papa. So I thought Papa
if you buy cheap things,
and you might
all the repairers in Ghana will know you.
Not to say, oh, you
buy screen.
They be an auto screen.
You buy battery.
Now battery say.
And if you can't, you use tie to hold a phone.
So that's one of the ties. So I boom now they bought a tie. So
put paper inside.
If I can crash him.
But there's another phone.
Now phone will hold.
When it fall in water, it will come out.
Then we pay no for adie. Papa.
I'm done.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.